RTI, a place just like home.
It's almost a year ago since John Blackpool died in Afghanistan, one of eight British soldiers killed within a 24-hour period. John's partner, Naomi Wiggins, was on holiday in Tunisia when she heard the news. Naomi recently joined Dusty Miller on BFBS, that's British Forces Broadcasting Service, to talk about her walk for widows. Dusty starts by talking to Naomi about what she's been doing since she heard the sad news of John's death and the support she received from Holidays for Heroes. Dusty added, "Tell us a little bit about how that came about and what the experience was like."
Myself and two other widows had done an interview on BBC Five Live, and while we were on air, a guy called Major Terry Butterworth had actually heard our interview, and from that then contacted a couple of the guys that actually run the charity for Holidays for Heroes, contacted us, and then basically just offered us a freebie over to Slovakia for a nice relaxing week away. And then from that we got together and started a charity called Help for Widows.
I presume the Walk for Widows will be in aid of Help for Widows.
It will be, yeah. It's to try and make more awareness of the people out there that are left behind.
We met a couple of months ago. You mentioned Terry, who's a very old friend of mine from the Duke of Wellington's regiment from years ago. We met at the Battle of the Roses, the boxing match in Leeds, and you were saying then how difficult the time had been for you, but you have managed to remain positive. And now I suppose this charity event is a real focus for you. Just tell us a little bit about what you are madly agreeing to do over the next few weeks.
To celebrate what would have been John's birthday on the 11th of July and to honour a year since he passed, I stupidly came up with an idea to do a military-based walk, and it's mainly going to be all around Sussex, starting from St John's Church in Crawley, going via Aldershot and around Chichester, basically going around most of the Sussex barracks, covering anything between 15 and 20 miles a day over a six-day period.
So who's organising all this? I mean, you're not doing it all yourself, are you?
No. I've got the help of a couple of guys, Terry Butterworth being one of them, Eric Wiltshire, and I've got a lot of family support. My cousin Christina, who will be coming on the walk with me, Amanda Binney, who's also a widow, and one of her friends. I think in total there's maybe about six or seven of us walking, who are all either close friends or family of mine or Amanda's.
Do you feel you support each other through the same experience? I mean, is there an element of that in this as well?
Yeah, I mean, when I first found out, I felt awful, and there is no right or wrong way of dealing with what you go through. But I think the thing that makes it harder is when you've got no one to talk to that really knows what you're going through. I mean, I had my grandparents that had obviously both lost their partners, but different circumstances, and it just wasn't the same being able to try and talk to them. And it wasn't until we got our holiday over to Slovakia and I got a chance to meet other widows and just be able to share our stories, and it has helped a massive amount to have other people there knowing what you're going through.
Well, I mean, you're going through something else now. How's the training going? Because I know you did your first, what was it, a 20-mile session, was it, last week?
It was, yeah, on the hottest day of the year so far.
Good choice.
No, not really.
So how's the training going then?
It's going well. We're doing about anything between 3 and 5 days of training a week, and it's anything between 2 and 5 hours each time of just constant walking or going to the gym and working out.
Okay, I mentioned 7 days. How far are you going to do in 7 days?
Without going in the wrong direction, it should only be about 90 miles. We're actually starting from the church where he had his funeral and where a plaque has recently been put up in his honour. So we're going to start from his hometown because, like I say, the dates all relate to what would have been his birthday and what would have been a year since he passed. So this walk particular is very much dedicated to John, but it is a walk for all widows and anyone that's lost someone.
And I know the walk is going to be during, I mean, two anniversaries, not only the anniversary of his passing, but also his birthday as well. Where are your thoughts going to be during the walk then, Naomi? Because it's obviously, it'll be emotional time for you, but possibly also motivational.
Yeah, and this is partly the reason why I chose those dates, because I know if I didn't have anything planned, I'd probably be sat there moping and feeling very sorry for myself. And don't get me wrong, I probably will still be moping about and feeling so much sorry for myself during the walk, but I'll have no option but to keep going. And that's kind of what I wanted. I wanted to do something that was going to keep me busy and something that I knew. John, I mean, I've done Race for Life, you know, the last 2 or 3 years running, so he knows that walking and running is definitely my sort of thing, and it's the way I like to raise money. And it just seemed fitting to do this walk in honour of him.
Fantastic. Well, give us the details of the charity, Naomi, and of course how people can actually get involved, because they don't actually have to take part in the walk to get involved, do they?
We haven't actually got a Walk for Widows website. We're actually going via the Holiday for Heroes. So as far as I'm aware, Eric Wiltshire will be putting on all of the information that's required, like sponsorship forms, all kinds of interviews, all different feeds on myself, Amanda, and some other widows that have lost their partners. And you'll be able to get all of the details from the website of Holiday for Heroes.
RTI, a place just like home.